To appreciate how volatile things are in Latin America, you need only look at how many Latin Americans are flocking to South Florida today. There's the economic disaster in Venezuela, drug gangs controlling much of Central America, the growing cloud of China and Russia in the region. Florida International University convened a number of experts to examine those hemispheric security challenges. None offer easy solutions, especially the crisis in Venezuela. There, the U.S. just slapped economic sanctions on the vice president for his alleged role in drug trafficking. John Polga Hekimovich is a Venezuela expert at the U.S. Naval Academy. He says Venezuelan expats here should keep their hopes realistic.
They should feel encouraged that the administration has taken an interest in Venezuela in such a public way. However, I would urge a bit of caution, since research tends to show that unilateral sanctions, economic sanctions, are rarely effective.
Another Latin America drama being closely watched in South Florida is the peace accord that just ended Colombia's half-century-long civil war. Jenny Lincoln is with the Carter Center in Atlanta that helped facilitate the peace talks. She says now the hard part begins, implementing peace between the government and Marxist guerrillas known as the FARC.
Colombians want peace. They're not sure how to go about that. The FARC says the government's not complying. The government says the FARC is not.
Conference panelists urged President Trump to engage Latin America cooperatively. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.